Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, September 15th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Musicians throughout the region are re-examining how to perform during the pandemic, but a 10-year St. Louis competition is running online and continuing to allow budding musicians to share their work.
The idea was to bring in talented producers around the city and kind of inspire other people to become producers.
In just a few minutes, St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis will report on local musicians who have been competing in a music battle with artists from around the world. More than 1,500 people in the St. Louis region have died after contracting coronavirus. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, area doctors say the pandemic is likely to last another year or more.
More than 50,000 coronavirus cases have been recorded in the region since March, but fewer people who get sick are dying now than in the spring, says Dr. Alex Garza, head of the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force. Back then, cases were breaking out in nursing homes and other crowded spaces. Now more people wear masks, visitors are restricted at nursing homes, and more people are being tested.
We're in a better position now because we understand more about the virus. We understand more about how it's transmitted, about how to protect ourselves, how to mitigate risk, and then what populations are most at risk.
Garza says he's confident a vaccine will be approved in the next few months, but producing and distributing it will take a while. He says people should expect to live alongside the coronavirus through 2021. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
The head of the St. Louis County Council says she is willing to consider plans to give her colleagues more say over spending COVID-19 funds. The council voted earlier this year to give County Executive Sam Page control over federal coronavirus money, but Councilwoman Rita Days says she regrets that vote and says the council needs more authority to get money out quickly. Council Chairwoman Lisa Clancy says she welcomes alternatives to spending COVID-19 money, but adds the complex nature of the federal funds has made getting that money out challenging.
I think some of the reasons why the money has gotten out the door more slowly, again, is not because decisions aren't getting made. It's because there's a lot of red tape and bureaucracy, and we're trying to do the best we can for something that there is not a playbook for.
Clancy made those comments on our Politically Speaking podcast that's up on the website stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis has matched the number of homicides recorded last year. A teenage girl is the 194th homicide victim in St. Louis of 2020. That's the same total as 2019. Police say she was shot yesterday near Riverview and Spring Garden. Investigators have not released the girl's exact age. A small bird that has been missing from Missouri's forests may be on its way back. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports.
The brown-headed nuthatch is tiny. It weighs about as much as a quarter and a nickel. The bird lives in shortleaf pine trees that were overlogged 100 years ago. A group including the Missouri Department of Conservation, University of Missouri, and Mark Twain National Forest are bringing the bird back. State ornithologist Sarah Kendrick says decades-long efforts to restore the bird's tree of choice are paying off.
They forage in the cones for both insects and the seeds from the cones. They excavate their own nesting cavities every single year. And so we can manage for these habitat characteristics specifically with tree thinning and prescribed fire regimes.
The Department of Conservation released 25 of the birds brought in from Arkansas in August. They plan to release another 75 in the coming year. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
The pandemic has caused many musicians and venue owners to shut down and cancel shows, but a 10-year-old competition is still going strong. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports that competition is continuing to give local and national musicians a chance to show their work online.
When Blizzard the Mad Scientist stepped into the ring at the beginning of this month, he was nervous. He's from Detroit, and he's had plenty of experiences going up against other musicians. But he didn't know if this battle would end in a knockout for himself or not.
Like, I'm always nervous before battles. because, you know, it's just me. Like, that's just my competitive spirit.
Blizzard, whose real name is Darnell McConnell, isn't talking about boxing or physical sport. He's talking about music, and he's competing in a 10-year St. Louis tradition that's become a centerpiece for hip-hop fans, not just here, but around the country.
Fresh produce!
Here's Fresh Produce. It's a competition straight out of St. Louis and pits music producers against each other to win $150 and studio time at Suburban Pro Studios on Jefferson Avenue. And at the September competition, Blizzard won that top prize through a series of beats he created.
You got to know what people are into where you are, because you can come aggressive, but if they're not, if the crowd's not really feeling aggressive music, then, you know, that's, it's more difficult.
On Wednesday, he'll compete against seven other producers in the Fresh Produce Online Champions Battle. For this competition, three rounds and eight producers battle each other for the title of Fresh Produce Champion, and this time, $250.
The idea was to bring in talented producers around the city and kind of inspire other people to become producers.
That's Sean Bartle, also known as DJ Who, the creator of Fresh Produce. He started the series in 2010.
After doing it for a few years with The Basement, the weekly hip-hop night, I actually decided that it was time to take a little break.
In 2016, Bartle brought the competition back with friend Ben Stein. And in 2020, they moved down the street into the Ready Room and shows at the Atomic Cowboy, where they could pack in more people. Bartle says one of the competitions attracted more than 200.
That's our first four beats in the first round. Let's see who's moving on.
The competition has moved solely online since the pandemic, and musicians are able to compete from their own homes. St. Louis producer Orlando Clayton goes by the name of Big Tank. He's one of the producers competing in Wednesday's online champions battle. He says the competition still gives his music a platform when many producers don't get the recognition they deserve.
I want people to understand and recognize that where would this song have been if he didn't have this track? You know, if you didn't have this beat.
The Fresh Produce organizers agree that music producers need to be given a bigger platform. And that's why Bartle says he started Fresh Produce in the first place. Matthew Sawicki is co-host with Bartle. He says Fresh Produce has been really successful at highlighting the producers.
When you're hanging out and making music, people don't necessarily know that. They only know the face. So to be able to give somebody a spot where they get to showcase their art, get to develop, get to grow, get to just have fun, just see another room full of people, get into what you're doing, hear the crowd's response, see the heads nod. That's great.
And even though you can't see the audience's reactions online, Sawicki says they've still had hundreds of people attend their live shows at any given time from around the world. Bartle says they've even had competitors from Russia and South Africa. But for many of the participants, the battles are about showing your skills and connecting with other musicians who share that same passion.
But also, we had a judge for Blizzard the Mad Scientist. Blizzard the Mad Scientist, you're the winner tonight.
Yeah.
And remember Blizzard the Mad Scientist? When he won his battle earlier this month, it was a feeling he says he won't forget.
Win or lose, I'm just there to have some fun. I got two friends that are in it, so, you know, my biggest accomplishment is if I can see one of them in the finals. You know, that's the first thing.
Even if it's going online, the organizers of Fresh Produce still look forward to the day that they can once again compete in person. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.